This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Modesty doesn't mean I'm weak. And strong doesn't mean I am not modest. This is, we need to redefine, honestly. Yeah. And we need to make clear, Islamically, what is modesty, right? So if I am soft-spoken, does that mean I'm weak? Or if I am loud, does that mean I'm strong? On the contrary, actually. If you're loud, most people will say, why she is shouting, right? Or why he is shouting, even for the same, for the both gender. So basically what modesty is, follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rules, period. What did he say? Dress ABCD, dress ABCD, right? And he said, for example, no khalwa between man and a woman in the workplace. No khalwa between man and woman. You have a meeting, leave the door open, period, right? لا تخضعن بالقول فيطمع الذي في قلبه مرض. Don't speak, not softly only, but in a way, suggestive way. Then the person, who, and he, this is to the wives of Rasul. So the person who has a sick heart will feel the desire. This can be anybody. This could be me. This could be any man. This could be any person. So I need to, as a woman, I need to put these boundaries. The way I speak soft, I speak gentle, affirm, right? And I always make sure I have this, I call it private space. Private space around me, private space, even in discussion, professional, even if there is a time for a joke, there's a time for a joke, but even the joke is with haya. It's always the haya, it's khuluqul Islam. The, yani, al-haya wal-iman qorina jami'a. Al-haya is modesty, bashfulness. There's not a word to translate haya. Modesty, bashfulness, humbleness, right? And iman, faith, they're together. If one is left, the other will leave. That's hadith of Rasul. So I can be strong, absolutely. I can be assertive. I have my opinion. But at the same time, I am a Muslim woman. Once you define this Muslim woman clearly in your dress code, in your interaction, I can tell you from my own experience, people will respect you even more.